be with you. Read today from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel, the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and cure every disease and every illness. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost, you have received. Without cost, you are to give." The Gospel of the Lord. Advent's such a necessary season of life, not just for one's spiritual or faith life, but Advent is a wake-up call of the soul. It's time to make straight our paths and cleanse our heart. But so often in academic setting, it becomes a lost season. There's such a hustle and bustle, a frenzy, a frenetic rush to get papers, theses, and tests. For Advent's not a season of yesterday, it's not a season of tomorrow, but this is a season for today. It's one to be filled with light and with hope. It's a time for conversion. It's a time to turn our lives around, to make smooth the straight places and the crooked ways of our life. For ours is a great responsibility not to waste this Advent time. Now, we heard in the Gospel of Matthew a line that just kind of stuck out for me. It's chapter 9, verse 36. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them. We heard a similar in Wednesday's gospel, and it was similar in yesterday's. For at the sight comes from the verb meaning to see, but more so to be able to perceive, to take notice, to discern, pay attention to, or be aware of. Now, at this late state of my life, which I didn't understand when I was younger, I've discovered most people look, but not all see. Not many take notice. Still fewer are moved to act on what they see. Jesus saw, he noticed, and he was moved to do something. Moved with pity is a potent and an effective word. It's one of those big Greek words, splagnizomai. There's 12 verses in the New Testament where this is repeated, moved with pity or with compassion. But this means to feel sympathy or pity, but more so, it's even deeper, it's viscerally from one's guts, to be moved with compassion from the depths of one's soul. The key for Jesus, pity is not a feeling, but leads to action, being moved to do something about it. And pity and compassion is the Advent message for each of us. It's a wake-up call of our spirits in the midst of this hustle and bustle in our frantic and frenzied life, filled with COVID and everything else. For over and over again, we see Jesus being moved with compassion for people. And the people are amazed. But the most amazing thing about Jesus is just the sheer considerateness to and for others. William Barclay says that considerateness is the virtue which never forgets the details of life. It was kind of like the day, as usually was the case, this young waif, a little girl, stood on a street corner begging for food. Wanted money or whatever she could get. This girl was wearing very tattered clothes. She was dirty and quite disheveled. As it happens, a well-to-do young man passed that corner without giving that girl a second look. When he returned to his expensive home, his happy and comfortable family, and his well-laden dinner table, his thoughts returned to that young waif, and he became angry at God for allowing such conditions to exist. He reproached God, saying, "How can you let this happen? Why don't you do something about this?" Then he heard from deep within his beings a groan that says, "I did. I created you." How often we need to hear that from the depths of our soul. For Jesus is moved with compassion for people, and compassion is a challenge for each of us. In effect, during this Advent season, Jesus is saying, don't try to push responsibility for helping to someone else. Don't say that you would help if you only had something to give, or if only I had enough time. Don't say that in these circumstances, it is impossible to help. Take what you have, give it, and see what happens. So what will it take to move you? To start right from where you are today. For this Advent, wake up your tired spirit. Become more aware. Get moving. Meet the needs of those around you. Act with compassion and considerateness.